This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Hayakaira Batayra, Vegiazman Hamikra, Imkiven Libai Yatza. If a person, he was reading the parasha of Shema from the Torah itself, and the time for reciting the Shema arrived as well, then he fulfills the mitzvah of Shema only if he had intentions to do so. Ba'prakim shoyel mipnei ha-kovid umeshiv, uvo'emtza shoyel mipnei ha-yira umeshiv divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that between the sections of Shema, one may greet someone who must be honored, like someone's father, or his teacher, someone who teaches him Torah, or answer his greeting. Now, if it's in the middle of a section of Shema, one may only greet someone who must be feared, or he may answer his greeting. Reb Yehuda Aymer, Bo'emsa Sheol Mipnei Hayira, Umeshiv Mipnei HaKavod, Baprakim Sheol Mipnei HaKavod, Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. Reb Yehuda said that in the middle of a section, one may greet someone who must be feared and answer someone who must be honored. But if it's between sections, one may greet someone who must be honored and answer to anyone. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Okay, Masechtas Brachas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Elu Hein Bein HaProkim, Bein Bracha Rishayna L'Shnia, Bein Shnia L'Shma, Ubein Shma L'Vahayim Shemaya, Bein Vahayim Shemaya L'Vayimer, Bein Vayimer L'Emes V'Yatziv. The divisions between sections are between the first Bracha and the second Bracha, between the second Bracha and the beginning of Shema, between the beginning of Shema and the second parasha of Vahaya, between Vahaya and Vayomer, which is the third parasha, and between Vayomer and Emes. Reb Yehuda Aymer, Bein Vayomer le'emes v'yatziv, lo yafsik. Reb Yehuda said that one must not interrupt between the last parasha of Shema called Vayomer and the words Emes. Amar Reb Yishua ben Korcha, La makod mashma levahayim shemaya ela kedei sheyakabel olav o malchus shemayim tchila va'achakach yakabel olav ol mitzvahs. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korch explained that Shema comes before Vahaya, since we accept Hashem's kingdom first in the words of Shema, which comes first, and then accept His mitzvahs in the second parsha of Vahayim Shemaya. Vahayim Shemaya levayomer, Shevahayim Shemaya noig bayayim ubalayla, Vayomer eno noig ela bayayim. Vahaya comes before Vayomer, since Vahaya is practiced by mitzvahs that are done day and night, while Vayomer, which contains the mitzvah of tzitzis, is practiced only by day. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Hakayre eshma v'lo hishma l'oznoi yatza. Rabbi Yosi Aymer lo yatza. A person who says Shema too quietly for even himself to hear, he still fulfills his obligation, while Rabbi Yosi said that he does not. Kara v'lo dikdik b'yseseha, Rabbi Yosi Aymer yatza. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer lo yatza. If he slurred the words together, Rabbi Yosi said that he fulfills his obligation of Shema, while Rabbi Yehuda said he does not. Hakayre l'mafreya lo yatza. If he read the psukim out of order, he did not fulfill his obligation. Kara v'ta yachzer l'makom sheta'a. If he realized that he made a mistake, he skipped something, he must return to the place where he skipped, where he made that mistake, and continue on from that point. But he does not need to start again from the beginning. That is the end of Mishnah Gemel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ho'umnin kairin b'roish ho'ilan o b'roish ha'nidbach ma she'enon rashoyin lasais kain batfilah. If you have hired workers, they may say Shema while standing on a tree or on top of a wall, rather than interrupt their work by coming down from that tree or the wall. They just say Shema. But they must come down off that wall or the tree in order to daven Shemayna Esrei, which requires more kavana than Shema. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Chosin Potter, Mekriya Shema, Belaila Rishon, Ad Maitzi Shabbos, Imlo, Asa Maisa. From his wedding night until Maitzi Shabbos, a chosin is exempt from the nighttime Kriya Shema until he has completed the marriage in full. Maisa Berengam Liel, Shakar Belaila Rishon, Shinasa. There was a story with Rengam Liel that he said the Shema on his wedding night. Amru lo talmidav, lo lemedatani rabbeinu, shechosin potem mekriya Shema b'layla rishayin. His students asked him, did you not teach us that a chosin is exempt, does not have to say the Shema on his wedding night? Amar lahem, eini shemeya lahem. He answered, I refuse to listen to you to throw off the yoke of heaven for even 1 hour. Since he was able to concentrate on the Shema, even on his wedding night, this pitur, this exemption, did not apply to him. And that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Rochatz Belaila Harishayin Shemesa Ishtai. Rabbi Gamliel would wash himself on the night after his wife passed away. Omer loy talmidav lo lemedatanu rabbeinu she'aval asa lirchaitz. His students told him, did you not teach us that a mourner is forbidden to wash himself? Amar lehem, eini kishar kol adam, istinis ani. Rabbi Gamliel explained that he was a sensitive person and he would suffer if he did not wash himself. Therefore, this law did not apply to him. That is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Ukeshemes tovi avdai kibol olav tanchumen. When Rabbi Gamliel's slave Tovi, when he passed away, he accepted people's consolation as if he had lost a family member. Amru lo talmidav lo lemadetanu rabbeinu she'en mekablon tanchumen al avodim. His students asked him, did you not teach us that one does not accept consolations as if he had lost a family member upon the passing of his mere slave? Omar lahem, ein tovi avdi kishar kol avadim kosher hayu. Rabbi Gamliel explained to his students, tovi was different from other slaves. He was a kosher, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel explained to his students. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Chosin imrotza likreis krishma laila rishon kairei. Even though a chosin is not obligated to say Shema on his wedding night, he may do so if he wants. Rambam Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer lo kol haroitza litol es Hashem yitol. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel argued that not everyone who wishes may present himself as if he is so great that he's able to focus on the Shema on the first night of his wedding, and therefore he may not do so. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.